You've been dying to play this one, haven't you, Pete? Although it's still, you know, it's still difficult to listen to this track just because of the fact that it instills so much pride in us as Chicago Bears fans. But at the end of the day, the Bears still 3-9. What a game yesterday. The Bears came out and did a little Bear football at blustery, snowy Soldier Field, and they beat the San Francisco 49ers 26-6 to score the most points they have all season long, 26, which is kind of ridiculous. As he does every Monday night here in the Download, Doug Plank, good old number 46, joins us to break down what we saw yesterday at Soldier Field. Doug, great to talk to you after a Bears win.
Hey, listen, that music sounds so good after this win. You know, and I realize, you know, as you said, 26 points was not a tremendous amount. But, you know, didn't it seem like it, Justin, though, watching the game, like they were scoring all the time?
Yeah.
And I think that goes with, you know, we were accustomed to such a very, very small amount of points and a few drives. So that when they do score 26 points, I mean, it felt like 56 watching the game.
Let me ask you this, Doug, because I, as a football fan, just watching the game casually, the Bears really were conservative to start the game. The elements, the snow, Matt Barkley being a backup quarterback. I mean, they didn't complete a pass until 2 minutes left in the first half. But once they did, and once they sort of opened it up and let Matt Barkley have more, I guess, control of where he's throwing the ball, they moved at will.
I really think Matt Barkley looked outstanding. I mean, he really looked like a polished quarterback back in the pocket. I was just really, really impressed, you know, with his delivery of the football, you know, his accuracy. I mean, I thought he got rid of the ball quickly back in the pocket. You know, I thought he was outstanding. I mean, again, just watching the game, if you didn't realize that it was the San Francisco 49ers with one win, you would have thought, man, the Bears finally are having a great game. And I do think they had a great game. It just wasn't against one of the better teams in the conference.
Well, let's break it down each phase. The offense, we just talked about Matt Barkley, Jordan Howard, another great game. He rushed for over 100 yards, but it was really in the red zone where the Bears have had trouble. He punched in three touchdowns, including one where he bowled over, it felt like, 11 49ers to get to the end zone. That's the kind of football that we like to see in Chicago.
Oh, man, Justin, that one run was so impressive. I mean, it looked almost like it was scripted for a movie, you know, because there were six defenders that actually had a chance to make the tackle, and he just kept running through it. And, you know, maybe it says something about the 49er defense, but, you know, and also I think you can't discount the effort and the execution for Jordan Howard. I mean, I thought he was outstanding, and, you know, I can't remember the last time a running back had carried the ball for 32 attempts.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was good for 117 yards, but, you know, I thought that, you know, they did the right thing by giving him the football.
It had, you know what it felt like to me, and it's years now, but it felt like a very A-Train Anthony Thomas type game where it was mucky, it was muddy, it was snowy, and the running back was just given the ball to grind out the game. And that's something that, you know, on first glance for people outside of Chicago, they may go, eh, that's a little bit boring football, but that is the bread and butter of what Bears have done for years.
You know what, Justin? Actually, my years go back even more than yours.
Yeah, right.
What reminded me was watching Walter Payton run. You know, let's not throw the football. Let's stay conservative. The old philosophy, three things happen when you throw the ball. Two of them are bad. So let's keep running and running and running. But, you know, the fact is it was so successful, and he was picking up all these yards. You know, again, you know, I think, you know, he definitely ran hard. I think, you know, he definitely executed extremely well. But you can only look at that 49er defense. Wow,
right.
They really have a need for, you know, help at the linebacker and especially at the safety position.
Well, the Chicago Bears obviously playing hurt and suspensions and everything. You saw some third string, fourth string, fifth string, if you will, wide receiver play. Josh Bellamy has become sort of a headliner for the Chicago Bears after dropping a touchdown pass that would have won the game in Tennessee. But he seemed to, or when they played here at Soldier Field, yesterday he was the best and the worst of what to expect from a late season Bears offense in 2016.
Yeah, but you know what? I really think some of the efforts those guys made were pretty outstanding. I mean, you know, I know it seems like the ball just hangs up there in inclement weather, but you know, when it's cold and it's wet, I mean, yes, it was snow. I would rather had it actually colder if I was a player and had it be more of a fluffy snow than it was that wet version that was in that game the other day. I mean, I was impressed. I know they fumbled the ball a couple times, you know, mostly got it back. But, you know, the reality is trying to hold on to the football, that thing gets wet, and it's so hard to hold on to, you know, especially from either a pass catching or even holding the football. And I think, you know, both sides were trying to strip the ball every single time, you know, the other team was either running it or catching it. But, you know, I just thought the receivers did an excellent job of just maintaining concentration on the football and managing to bring the football in.
Doug Plank joins us every Monday here in the Download. He's a good old number 46, one of the best safeties in Chicago Bear history. Doug, let's before we get to the defense, which was a really big part of the game and something that I definitely want to talk about, let's talk about the low point of the game, which is special teams giving up a blocked punt. I don't even know what happened. It was a fumble. Deontay Thompson fumbled the ball. Yep. I mean, it seemed like when neither team really wanted to go anywhere, the Bears were giving the ball up on special teams.
You know what? And that was, you know, I know the game ended up 26-6. It could have been 46-6 had they just played well on special teams. I still feel that, you know, special teams totally changes the complexion of a football game, you know, whether it was positive or negative. And it was surprising. The Bears kept trying to overcome special teams issues and problems. And, you know, and that's been something that's plagued them all year long. Yeah. And in fact, over the last couple of years, even, you know, not blocking on punts or not going down and making tackles very well. You know, it looked to me like even on their kickoffs, they were losing so much discipline. And what happens is you're supposed to be spread out across the field and stay in your lane. And it looks so many times like Chicago Bears were running behind each other or they were all clumped up, which allows huge running gains, you know, as far as holes and coming back on kickoff return. So there's no doubt. I mean, I thought some of the most basic fundamentals in special teams, blocking for punters, you know, and that's one thing I was always told, you know, being a player and as a coach, and said, you know, if you want to get a team, you know, players cut off a team or coaches fired, you know, let your special teams, you know, go down as far as blocking punts and not making tackles on kickoffs. And, you know, they definitely need to improve in that area.
Yeah, for sure. But the defense played well. I mean, again, playing with a banged up secondary, some scratches, healthy scratches. Jonathan Bullard's not cracking the lineup, the third round rookie, but big play out of the interior linemen, especially Hicks and Goldman. Eddie Goldman back. It seemed like the Bears front seven dominated this game.
It was actually fun to watch. I mean, it looked like they were in the backfield more than even the 49ers running backs. You know, but like I said, I think that the five sacks on Kaepernick, you know, he looked so frustrated all day long. You know, struggling to try to, you know, complete passes and even running. You know, he was always known for his running and being very efficient at getting downfield. But they were doing such a really, really good job, I thought, of just, you know, with sacks, containment. You know, that was the other thing that I saw. You know, their defensive pass rush had excellent lane discipline, which is once they got through the line of scrimmage, they stayed in their lanes. And they just continually just put pressure on their quarterback and the offense. And, you know, and I know that weather, it wasn't the most horrible Chicago weather that anybody's ever seen. But you know what? Those guys from San Francisco didn't like it.
Yeah, right. Well, one shining moment for this season, which has been pretty much a wash, has been the play of first round pick Leonard Floyd. He kind of started slow, but he had this. While the Bears have been suffering through a terrible season, he has shown promise, and he continues to be almost really sort of the bright spot for the defense. Even though he had that very difficult injury that everyone was holding their breath on a couple weeks ago, he's back and he played big time, including a safety at the end of the game.
Justin, don't you think? I mean, that was an outstanding play, you know. And you can tell he's gaining confidence. Just his body mannerisms on the field, you can tell that he's really gaining confidence in himself. I would definitely put him on a weight program in the offseason. You know, when with this year of experience and a little bit more confidence next year. The other thing I really like about what the defensive coaches are doing right now, instead of just rushing him up the field, where a lot of times a lineman will pick him up and then a back will pick him up if he gets to the line, you know, gets into the backfield. The defensive scheme this week was a lot of twist and a lot of, you know, rushing at angles. And what that does is it creates one-on-one situations for defensive linemen. And he was beating that one-on-one blocking mm-hmm. situation almost every single time. And even if he didn't get to the quarterback, he rushed him or he changed the impact of the play. So I thought Leonard Floyd just played so well. You know, he just was constantly putting pressure on the quarterback. I think making it easier for the down the secondary and the linebackers on pass coverage.
Okay, my last question for you. The Chicago Bears, obviously out of it. I think fans would like to see them sort of put it away for December and get the highest draft pick possible. But they have three division games left. They got the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings. They and all three of those teams are holding on for dear life when it comes to playoff opportunity. There's a chance that the Chicago Bears, with Matt Barkley solidified as quarterback, could play spoiler in the NFC North.
You know what? Not many people realize this, but, you know, NFL players, they relish in the opportunity to spoil somebody else's season. And I hope that that's the attitude and desire in the locker room for the Chicago Bears. They could do an outstanding job these last remaining games against teams in their division, not only just being physical and playing tough, you know, through the game, but also, you know, being a spoiler. You know, there's so much satisfaction. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we were going absolutely nowhere except home after the season, and we beat teams in those last couple games, which really kept them out of the playoffs. It was almost like you were in a playoff situation already, even though you weren't. But the satisfaction was at a very high level. So I just think John Fox right now, if he can ride the momentum of this victory, and I realize this hasn't been a very good season for the Chicago Bears, but they could really make it special if they finished up strong against the teams that were in their division. And I think, you know, that would definitely put a different twist on this season.
Yeah. Doug Plank, it's always a pleasure to talk to good old number 46, one of the best safeties in Chicago Bear history. Joins us every Monday after the Chicago Bears game. Doug, can't thank you enough for checking in tonight. Appreciate it.
Justin, hey, I want to do this again next week, so let's hope they win.
Bears.